I am not letting you out of this house.
You can't stop me.
Oh, yes, I am. You walk out of this house, don't even think about coming back.
And that's from Buffy. And have you had any fights like that with your kids or with your parents? And you know the tension when a parent says, gives you an ultimatum, you have to do this or don't even think of coming back. Now, does the parent really mean that? Well, in outlier cases, maybe yes. Maybe the parent has just reached the breaking point and wants nothing to do with a kid who's maybe stealing or doing a lot of drugs. But most of the time, not. Most of the time when we feel desperate, we say things that we regret maybe an hour later, maybe a half a day later, maybe instantly afterwards. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. That's from Buffy. If you're struggling with any issues with your kids or maybe with your in-laws or friends or maybe you have caretaker responsibility with your parents or maybe it has to do with romance, pick up the phone and give me a call. My number is toll-free 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll-free 1-877-DR-KENNER. K-E-N-N-E-R. I'm a clinical psychologist, and although it's not therapy, it's an opportunity for you to get some tips that might put a better spin on your day. And I want to welcome Denise to the show. Denise, you're getting some red flags about your boyfriend?
Yes.
Yeah, what's going on?
We've been dating for a couple months, and really like him, but something in my intuition, my gut is saying no go. He's a very unique person. He's a 30-year-old virgin and very extremely intelligent. And I guess I've looked online, like what makes a pedophile like that. Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm hearing the clicking too. So you're saying a pedophile. What, you said he's a 30-year-old virgin?
Yes.
And he's bright, very intelligent. And where does the word pedophile, I mean, where does the thought of pedophilia come in?
I guess I'm kind of hypersensitive to that because there was one in my family growing up.
Okay.
Something I've always looked at in people, I guess. I don't know, but I feel like there's something sexually off about him. Like, he reads a lot of romance novels. I feel like he's very secretive. Whenever we're trying to be intimate, it doesn't feel right. And
Then
I just feel like, for instance, I'll see his eyes, like, linger on children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really awkward. And we'll be talking, and he'll have his sunglasses on, and he'll be looking at, you know, kids. And I'll know they're behind me somewhere, but I can see his eyes just, like, on. And it's just, I don't know.
Okay. Were you a victim at all? Were you a victim yourself as a child?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm not searching for anything. I'm just, you know, I was at the gym today, and there was a guy there that made me feel uncomfortable, not because he was looking me up or down or something, but there was something off about him. Now, I only saw him for a few seconds, or not a few seconds, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, but there was something about his character, and I couldn't quite put my finger on it. But what do you do in those situations? When you're in that type of a situation, Denise, you want to do exactly what you're doing with me right now, which is to let the thoughts come out. You know, you say you have something in your gut. There's that yes, but about him, a 30-year-old virgin who there's something sexually off with. And it doesn't, we can't falsely accuse him, obviously. And I know you don't mean to be doing that. It's just that you're allowing yourself to uncensored let the thoughts come to the surface. You're introspecting. What is it I'm uncomfortable with? I was uncomfortable when we were outside and he was looking at these kids and it didn't look like a right look.
Now that I think about it, what planted the seed was to make these jokes, and he'd be like, yeah, doctors say pedophiles, or the number one problem with pedophilia is sexy babies or something like that.
Yeah.
We're in the military though, and there's a lot of raw jokes that fly around in that sort of subculture, you know?
Right.
So I don't know if it's part of the culture or that he would make jokes like that. And I think that's what planted the seed to get these thoughts rolling in my head, and then it just seems like everything else is like contributing
to it. Okay, so you've got a range of possibilities, but on one end, he's totally innocent. He's just somebody that made a crude joke, and he might have made two in the same category of a really awful topic, pedophilia, but it just alarmed you enough. Because it's not something that would ever come from your mind, I'm assuming, that you just said, oh, keep an eye out on this. And that is really healthy to do. On the other end of the spectrum, you tell me he's secretive about sex. If he were really tender or sexy, even if he reads romance novels, if that's his soft side, if he's just gentle and nice, or if he's a little bump and grind sexy, and it seems okay with him, he's comfortable with it, then you wouldn't have the questions. It's just a crude joke, and you would tell him that that's something that would not be okay in a relationship with you. But it's the secretive part that's a huge red flag for me. And it's always a question when you have a 30-year-old who's a virgin. In this culture, I mean, when I was growing up, if you had a 30-year-old virgin, you would say, okay, I understand. But in this culture, it's, you know, there's some splaining to do.
Yeah.
What does he say about that? Why has he not had any intimacy for that long?
He has the type of personality where he's heavy into video games, heavy into reading these romance novels to get off. He said that he has the type of personality where he doesn't go forth and go get. It's not what will happen if she says yes. It's what will happen if she says no. It's what will happen if she says yes. And you know, if you pick one flavor of ice cream, then that cuts you off from all the other flavors.
Oh man, that's another red flag that has nothing to do with pedophilia. So he's got a few. You mean if he decides to stay with you and have a longer term relationship, his eyes are going to be wandering because, man, you know, there are 58 different flavors of women out there.
Right.
Yeah, that would not be a romantic line that I would like to hear from my partner.
Well, I actually found the personality type online, and I gave it to him and showed it to him. I was like, does this sound like you? He's like, yes, that describes me to a T.
Oh, what was it?
I don't remember, but it was just saying that it's not, you know, if you pick one, then you cut yourself off from all the rest. Therefore, you take no action because you just like...
Okay, it could be that. Well, so now let's go to the much bigger question. Why is he right for you? He's a guy who plays video games, who keeps sexual life secretive, who doesn't seem to be a man of action in the romance field, and who may have either crudeness or crude jokes, or worse. Is he someone that you want to invest your time, emotion, and life with?
Yes, because aside from all those things, it sounds like a lot. Aside from that, my initial attraction to him was very strong, very raw, and then whenever we get to talk, we'll just talk and our conversations
okay.
flow very nicely.
I know we're right at the end of time. Denise, I'm sorry to talk over you. I know we're at the end of time, though. Let me recommend for you, you want the skills to introspect because you don't want to make a final decision yet when you have serious questions like that. You want to talk with him. You want to observe him. You want to talk to family and friends and find out about his past as much as you can. You've only dated him a few months. I've written a book after 8.5 years with Dr. Ed Locke. And you can go to my website, the Rational Basis of Happiness, drkenner.com is it, or you can go to selfishromance.com. We have a whole section on finding your soulmate, so I recommend you do that. And we talk about how to introspect when you're exactly in the situation you're in. So I thank you so much for your call, Denise.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
Loving a narcissist is a frustrating, painful, and ultimately heartbreaking experience because they have unlimited wants but nothing positive to offer another person. The more narcissistic a person, the worse it is for romance. We should add that there are people we call clueless when it comes to relating to other people, and yet who are not actually narcissists, nor are they suffering from any inborn disorders such as autism. They are typically people who have been deprived emotionally in childhood and thus not in touch with their emotions and are impoverished when it comes to having their own values. This makes it hard for them to be sensitive to the emotions and values of others, simply because they do not know any better.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.